just talking about the captaincy and having watched what's gone through this, I mean, is that something that you would ever consider, Claude?
Hey, guys, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Right into the kitchen.
No, just a minute. I asked him as an April Fool's joke if you were really on.
I don't want to try and softball you here because you know what's going on as much as everybody. So disingenuous if I try to just go with, hey, how are you doing?
That's right. Absolutely. Kipper knows, Doug knows, you know, the captaincy, a captain is one player, is a guy that wears a C on his jersey, originated from, you know, guys who were the only guys able to talk to referees. You need a leadership group and you need help, right? I mean, it's a big city. It's the National Hockey League. And, you know, that's why we keep bringing in guys like Jonathan Bernier, David Boland, Timmy Gleason, you know, David Clarkson, those types of guys that are coming in to help out with our leadership group.
So has this leadership group failed, Claude?
Well, it's a process. You know, it's a process. You continue to build, and you keep adding pieces, and you keep adding pieces. I mean, there's no secret to winning a Stanley Cup. Is you've got to have the most talented players on your hockey team.
Claude, yep. when you look at the process, you hope the process could be a little smoother and more consistent than just a sudden 8-game losing streak. And, you know, from our perspective and now the fans, an 8-game losing streak with no points, regulation losses, is the worst in 30 years. Is it fair to question the leadership in that room?
Well, is it fair to question, you know, the last time I checked, we were playing with 20 players. And, you know, the problem with a losing streak is it gets into your head. It becomes, you know, a negative. It's like the plus minus. Every time you start getting the minuses, they accumulate. And so, you know, one game you'll have, you know, 17 guys play real well. Three guys make a few mistakes, and the next game it's a different three. It's just, you know, it builds. And unfortunately, I mean, all these games, these 8 games that we've played since L.A., have been 1 or 2 goal games. It's not, we haven't been blown out, but we've found a way to lose. And that's something that, you know, from our perspective, it's just a matter of, you know, you need to get in there. You need to talk to the players. You need to be loose. Everybody is squeezing their stick. You know, look at Dion the 2 games ago when he played and, you know, you've got to, he's trying, and sometimes you're trying too hard and you're trying to cover up from somebody else's mistake, and then you're thinking of someone else instead of everybody doing their job and staying positive.
Claude, I asked Dave this, Nonis, this 6 weeks ago. Like seriously, we've watched this team all year. You've watched this team even closer than we have. The looseness that this team plays has been unbelievable. For having a coach like Carlisle, who comes from a defensive background, to watch the looseness that this team has played with 80% of the games. And without Bernier standing on his head a lot of nights and Reimer, it could have got ugly. What have you ever been around a team that just won't grasp the defensive side of the game like this group? It's mind-boggling to me, Claude.
Well, it is. It's a combination of things, right? It's the back pressure. It's the players coming back in our own defensive zone. It's the defensemen, you know, under pressure, under siege, you know, panicking at certain times and wrapping it around. But, you know, again, it gets magnified. Are we as bad as we are right now? No. Were we as good as we were, 2 weeks ago? No. We're somewhere in the middle. Yeah. And constantly trying to get better, trying to improve. Unfortunately, now, all the warts are showing. When you're losing, your head's, you know, is somewhere else. You're constantly thinking of just that pressure and squeezing your stick and trying not to make a mistake. And once you play that way in the National Hockey League, you're going to make mistakes, and it's a game of mistakes. You bring up the point about our goaltending. Absolutely. You can't win in this league without outstanding, solid goaltending. And so, yeah, we've given up some chances. We've also, you know, been at the other end and been stoned, you know, been robbed on a lot of occasions.
Claude Lazelle is with us, Toronto Maple Leafs assistant general manager, with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean on Hockey Central, presented by Lexus on the Park. There was a players-only meeting before the Washington game, I believe, in January, and that seemed to flip a switch on the guys. Has your management group met with that room at any point during this little slide?
We've had meetings. Dave Nonas have had meetings. Tim Leiwicki has had meetings. We've had meetings, and it's you
so
know,
you said Leiwicki met with the group, with the team?
It's you know, we're always, everybody's always talking to players. We're always mingling around, and we're always, you know, again, trying to be positive and trying to convey the real, you know, guys, let's, we're better than we are right now, and let's just, you know, we need a win. Like, we're not, you know, mathematically we're not out of the playoffs, but we need a win. We need to win a game, and that's tonight.
Sorry, Claude, did you say Tim Leiwicki's met with the team?
Well, he meets, you know, he's down here all the time. He talks to players. He meets with the players. He's talking to players just like Dave Nonis does.
Hey, Claude, you look at the last couple of years, and I know that it was a shortened season, but it just seems that towards the latter part of the end of the regular season, there's a fade. And, you know, you come off of the California trip, and, you know, I get it. You're not going home. You're actually going to places like Washington and Detroit to finish out, but it just seemed at some point the team lost some jam, either physically, mentally. Do you question as a management group if they're tired, they're not in shape, they're physically not strong enough? Is that coming into the equation?
Well, you know, all of it. It's, you know, you don't have the magic bullet. It's all. All of that combined, the games getting ratcheted up in the last 20 games or 15 games of the season. Teams are playing for keeps now. The games aren't the same as they were in October and November. We've had some bad luck, and we've had some, you know, the traveling, as you mentioned, from L.A. down to Washington, and then we're back, you know, then we're at Detroit. It's a long road trip. Now, every team's had the long road trip. Every team's had this kind of schedule. It's tough, and you know, it just kind of snowballed, and then it just got worse and worse. And now we're not getting any breaks with the officials. We're not getting, I mean, we're in Philadelphia. We get a 5-on-3, and then they kick our centerman out. It's just, you know, things like that just kind of snowball, and they keep, you know, we come back home to Detroit. They've been sitting here waiting for us. You know, sometimes you get the breaks in the schedule. Sometimes you don't.
That by the way, that call really pissed me off that they did that. And I let it be known that night on TV when I wasn't very happy about Kipper. Of course, he went against me on that. But anyway, Claude, I asked Nonis this question, and I'm going to ask you. I mean, is this group capable of playing better defensive hockey, or does it mean you need some different personnel, especially a different style of defense? And well, I don't mean defense. I mean defensive. You need a different group of players to play a defensive game. Is this group not capable of learning this?
You know, I just think, Doug, just focus on the last games here. When you're a team coming into a team that's on a losing streak, you're gonna put pressure on that D. And once you start putting pressure on defensemen, I mean, they wrap it around. And, you know, instead of making the easy play, playing with poise, punching it to the centerman. And we've got some young kids. You know, we've got Morgan Riley and we've got Gardner that are young kids in there. And, you know, this is the NHL, and this is almost playoff hockey here. And it takes time. It takes time. Do we need to improve our hockey team? Absolutely. In every area.
Boy, you know, watching Morgan Riley Saturday night, he's going to be a great player. He really is. Do you kind of feel guilty at times depending on him so much this early in his career?
He's absolutely. He's, you know, it's great experience for him, and he's just a north-south guy. He skates. He can skate the puck out of the zone. And you know, we've also, you know, talking, Doug, about your defense, and, you know, the pairings have been off a little bit. We've had some, you know, again, you know, one guy would make a mistake in one game, and then the other guys were trying to cover it up, and it just snowballs.
Claude, thanks for doing this, and I know it's
tough time,
especially during a slide like this. It's a credit to you for coming on and answering the questions. Appreciate it.
Good stuff.
Good luck,
guys.
Bud.